The war on terror and the war by terrorists continued over the weekend. In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, a suicide bomber killed at least 17 people and wounded 120 more in an attack on an expatriate residential compound. Most of the victims were Lebanese Arabs. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says he believes Al-Qaeda carried out the bombing. He says it was part of a campaign to topple the pro-Western Saudi royal family. And Armitage says he expects more attacks. Earlier, I spoke with Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, about the attack and the wider war on terrorism. Mr. O'Hanlon, first, how certain is it that Al-Qaeda did carry out this bombing in Riyadh?
It's not certain, but it certainly appears likely in the sense that Al-Qaeda has been the most important group inside of Saudi Arabia attacking targets there. There's still some lurking suspicion that Iranian-backed Hezbollah may have been involved in the Khobar Towers bombing back in the mid-90s, but Al-Qaeda has been the primary threat in that country. And then secondly, the tactics suggest very much an Al-Qaeda sort of operation, moderately sophisticated, using truck bombing, but also some kind of disguise and fairly good surveillance of the site in question in advance. And then finally, this is consistent with Osama bin Laden's goal of destabilizing the Saudi regime, which is a goal that few other, if any other, terrorist organizations share.
Mm. And the U.S. Embassy warned beforehand of an imminent terrorist attack, but wasn't able to stop it, obviously. So how effectively is the U.S. fighting Al-Qaeda now?
Well, as you pointed out, this was not really an American compound, and therefore it's unrealistic to think we would protect all compounds, and especially not our own, equally well. In fact, if one wanted to look for a silver lining, the obvious silver lining here is that Al-Qaeda may not be able to attack Western compounds quite as much as it might have once been able to. And perhaps if we can convince other expatriate communities to protect themselves the way we've learned to do, we could even reduce their vulnerability through advice. But it's really not, first and foremost, going to be an American responsibility for obvious reasons.
But why do you think they bombed this compound? Why target Lebanese Arabs?
Well, it does seem consistent with the general view that bin Laden wants to usher in a more fundamentalist sort of politics into Saudi Arabia. And he opposes, therefore, any not just any Westerners, but any Arabs who work with the West or who are more liberal in their cultural, religious mores, more involved in modern capitalism, and not as strict in their conservative Islamic ways. And therefore, Lebanese Arabs, frankly, are, once you get to that point in your thinking, a fairly natural target, as tragic as it may be.
So do you think this could bring a backlash in that part of the world against Al-Qaeda?
Well, I think there's a civil war in a sense. Others who know the region and who are expert in the region more than I have described this kind of dynamic, that what's at issue here as much as anything is a struggle for the heart of Islam. And there are certainly many different groups at work, and they clearly don't agree with each other, and they're violently opposed to each other. It's not just the Saudi monarchy sitting on top of all this oil and with all the wealthy princes. It's also many modernizing Arabs who are at direct odds with Al-Qaeda. This will be one more indication that the lines are hardening and the two groups are polarized in their thinking about each other and about the future of their part of the world. But that's no surprise. We've been aware for a while that Al-Qaeda is opposed to this sort of modernizing trend within the Persian Gulf and Muslim worlds. And so this will just be one more indication that that there really is the civil war underway within the Muslim world for the future of Islam. Because here, it's hard to defend the attack or justify it as any kind of an anti-Western attack. It really was one kind of Arab against another.
Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.